Come, Maurice, my brother, let us go together, egg shipping and sail to our country again.
In truth, brother Rupert, would I'd not come hither, it is my hurt fortune as makes me complain.
Why, Maurice, thou knowst we have gold in our purses.
Rupert, and with that a thousand men's curses, hinds on my conscience, what way shall I shun them? The country complaining cries out, we've undone them,
so that we are forced to bid England adieu.
Faith, brother, believe me, the matter doth grieve me that we are sent packing with shame and rebuke.
Indeed, brother Maurice, my hopes did deceive me. It was it not I they called Plunderland Duke. It filled the hearts of the people with terror.
Rupert, and therefore the more was thy error. Thou hadst striven their loves to have gained. In this kingdom we might have remained.
Now we are forced to bid England adieu. Our hopes are frustrated, for which we have waited. Is but folly to fight any more. Amongst all the roundheads I'm generally hated. Did ever man meet with such devils before?
I'll tell thee what, Rupert, in that they had reason, for thou played the devil to there a long season. And if by such devils the devil was tamed, in this the bold roundhead is not to be blamed.
Although we are forced to bid England adieu. At Edgehill and Worcester, when first we did muster our forces, methought then it was a sure sight. Then Rupert and Maurice were in their full lustre amongst the brave cavaliers there in that fight, whilst trumpets were sounding and cannons were thundering.
Yes, Rupert, I know it, a pox on the plundering, for we, like St. George's, had killed all the dragons, but thou wast so greedy to plunder their wagons,
so that we are forced to bid England adieu. It's true, brother Maurice, but yet to my glory the city of Bristol soon after was ta'en.
Faith, Rupert, thou needs not to boast of that story, for thou, like a coward, did lose it again. Indeed, I confess it, but this was my bargain, yet they should deliver me good store of Arden.
Yet by my truth, Maurice, I since have repented that to the surrender thereof I consented, seeing that I am forced to bidding England adieu. Some men for their conscience their lives goes to hazard, and I only fought for the lucre of gold.
In that, brother Rupert, thou art but a buzzard which hath both thine uncle and honour thus sold. It is not thy money can buy us such places as we had in England with so many graces. Prince Rupert, Prince Maurice, for so we were named, whilst we all the roundheads bold rebels proclaimed.
But now we are forced to bid England adieu. But tell me, sweet Maurice, without any mocking, I think I did hang them at Newbury fight.
Indeed, brother Rupert, there was handsome knocking, yet they had the best out if should speak right. Ike, thou was routed at Naseby quite scattered, and yet in thy folly thou lovest to be flattered. Though something the better we had at the first out, now set all together and
For now we are forced to bid England adieu. Since Oxford, our freedom, we have broke the in that our wit, having 6 minutes, yet we in our time but came unto Oxford, and for our trump within 10 days, so that we are forced to bid England adieu. But now, in truth, brother, yet we'll a little con, although for our greater, let's drink whose valor.
Thus Rupert were forced
to bid England adieu.